Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 930 AM, and 1270 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m., 930 a.m., and 1270 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Hi, I'm Frank Hannigan, Director of the Marriage and Family Ministries Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And today I'm talking with John and Terry Bazio, who are joining us from Nashville, Tennessee, and we're going to be talking today about their years in marriage ministry, as well as some of the programs that they've developed to help strengthen marriages that I think a lot of our parishes and married couples be really interested in taking a look at these. So welcome to the show, John and Terry.
Good morning, Frank.
Thank you, Frank. It's good to be here.
Well, thank you. It's good to hear your voices again. John and Terry have been involved in marriage ministry for a long, long time. They've been married for 42 years. They have two daughters, I know, and a son-in-law and a grandson, so congratulations on that. And I know you shared with me at an earlier time we were together your unique story about how you met. Do you want to share that with our listeners today?
Sure. We met in Kansas City many years ago, 42 years ago or more. But our story started actually before that, and I'll let Terry start.
Yes, we like to tell. We started to think about our story, and just in formulating how, you know, things came together for us, and it actually we believe that our story began before we met, and probably in the mid '60s. It was in the mid '60s. My father was in the Air Force, and so we moved around a lot. My family moved around a lot. But in 1964, we moved to Bangkok, Thailand. He was transferred there during the Vietnam War. And I was 12. So we were there between the time I was 12 to 14. And at some point, I started to notice boys. And so my girlfriend and I were talking about boys and who we had crushes on. And then we both thought, you know, we're probably going to end up being married. We would talk about that. And we wondered, so we started doing what teenage girls do. We were dreaming about our future husband and what did he look like, and it occurred to me that the only person who I just felt so sure that I was going to be married, that I thought, my husband is alive and he's somewhere in the world, and there's only one person who knows who he is, and that's God.
Absolutely.
And I thought, I started asking God, you know, who is he? Can you tell me anything about him? And, of course, I got no answers about that. But I thought, I can pray for him. And so I did start praying for him. And so my friend and I would go into the chapel, or into the church, actually, during recess. And we would kneel in front of the icon of Mary and pray for our future husbands. And then,
and when Terry was praying, I was in Italy. In 1964, I was in the seminary studying to be a priest.
Mm-hmm.
and specifically a missionary with a missionary order. And they sent me to the United States to study. I went to Catholic University to earn my degree in theology. And eventually I wasn't sure about my vocation. And when the time came for the diaconate, I said I'd like to take a year off to think about my vocation. And I was able to find a job in Kansas City as a director of religious education. And that is where we met. Terry came to volunteer to teach. And, of course, only after I had made my decision, I then decided to ask her out, and we started dating, and we got married in 1972.
You know, that's an amazing journey and story, if you think about it, from Bangkok, Thailand, where you're beginning to pray for your future husband, whoever he is, wherever he's at, a young man from Italy who's thinking about becoming a priest, decides that maybe that vocation is not for him, needs to really discern that carefully, and ends up in Kansas City, and the two of you meet there. Now, how likely
that's
is that?
Right.
When you talk about God knows in advance, he certainly does.
Yeah. He does, and I prayed for every boy I ever dated, just in case.
A lot of boys prayed for.
But it was a nice thing. It was something that gave me a lot of comfort, just knowing that God knew. And I want to say that it was about the same time that John was coming to the United States.
Yeah, it was in 64, 65. It was in 65. Yeah,
okay,
in 65.
And we were in Bangkok at the time. But I guess because I was in Bangkok, I had a more global view at that point. And so I thought, well, what do I say? Do I say God, wherever he is in the United States? Could he be here in Thailand? I have no. It's the world. So wherever he is in the world.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So I know that you've led religious education and marriage enrichment programs at the parish level and diocesan level for most of your married life. What's your background besides the story of how you met? What about your professional background as well?
Yeah, let me start, and then Terry can jump in for her part. But I have a master's degree in theology from Catholic University. Or one of the colleges in Washington associated with Catholic University.
Mm-hmm.
And then my first job was a DRE. And I didn't know what a DRE was. And my pastor, when I interviewed, said, I don't know what a DRE is, but DRE is, Director of Religious Education does, but we'll figure it out together. And so we did. It was a brand new parish in Kansas City. And I did religious education, adult education. We did family ministry. And at the same time, I went back to school and earned a degree in counseling.
Okay.
And specialized in marriage and family therapy and started doing some part-time counseling. Eventually, we ended up working for the Archdiocese as family life coordinators that covered a whole variety of areas. We were fortunate that this was during the 1980s, the beginning. It was actually 1980, 1 year there when we were working with the Archdiocese,
mm-hmm.
and the emphasis of our diocese was to develop a pastoral plan for families. And so it gave us a tremendous opportunity to explore all phases of family life, from marriage preparation to enriched marriage enrichment, to parenting, to supporting couples and families in times of difficulties, to separated and divorced and widowed, and the whole gamut. And so that is the background, I spent about 10 years doing marriage and family therapy after I left the Archdiocese of Kansas City.
Okay. John and Terry, we're going to get to Terry's background after we come back from our break in just a moment or two. So I'm going to ask everybody to hold on. We're going to take a break here on Roving Radio 950 AM in Chicago. We'll be right back to continue our discussion with Terry and John Bozzio.
Have you ever thought about becoming a priest, but you weren't quite sure what to do or who to talk to? You're not alone. That's why the Archdiocese of Chicago offers two great discernment opportunities for men between the ages of 20 and 40. The first is the In Search Discernment Group, which meets Tuesday nights from 7 to 8:30 in downtown Chicago. It's a great opportunity to learn more about the priesthood alongside other men who are asking similar questions. The second opportunity is the Exploring Priesthood Weekend at Mundelein Seminary from October 30th to November 1st. This free retreat provides men with the opportunity to see what life in the seminary is like and to meet over 200 seminarians who are following their call to become priests. For more information and to register, please visit chicagopriest.com. That's chicagopriest.com.
All right, everybody, let's pray the rosary.
Don't forget to say grace.
We have to do what God wants us to do.
My mom laid the foundations for me to discover God.
How does this bring you closer to God?
The path to holiness is in doing God's will.
If you are called to be a priest, that's how you will be fulfilled.
My mom helped me get through difficulties in my discernment.
Think of the big picture.
Keep things in perspective.
Are you praying?
My mom played a huge role in my journey to the priesthood.
She still does.
Our moms nurture our vocations.
Without my mom being who she is, there's no chance I'd have entered the seminary.
My mom says she had a feeling I would be a priest.
To hear the call of God, we need to be in a position to hear it.
Hearing God starts at home, with the family.
Thank you, Mom.
I would not be at the seminary if it wasn't for you.
Our seminarians were encouraged by their parents to discover God's call in their lives. Do you encourage your son? St. Joseph College Seminary, the best place to discern. For more information, visit cometojoseph.org.
This is Frank Hannigan, and I'm back on Marriage and Family Matters, Relevant Radio 950 AM in Chicago, and I'm talking with John and Terry Bozzio. And John was giving us some of his background just before the break. And Terry, do you want to give us a moment or two on your professional background as well?
Sure. I have a bachelor's degree in management and human relations, and I have served as a catechist for many years. When our children were growing up, I was a stay-at-home mom, but I was also a catechist at our parish, and I helped John, and actually John and I served as the family life coordinators for the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas. And but I've also been the DRE at our parish here in Nashville, and the director of adult formation at another time when I was responsible for adult education and RCIA.
Boy, so both of you have such a varied background, so interesting, and what you bring then to ministry as a result of that. Tell me a little bit about your time in Kansas City. You said that you helped develop a pastoral plan for families. What did you find out about families? You know, this is back in the early 1980s.
Yes, you know, what we learned about families was mostly the fact that we need to continuously nourish the family and support the family throughout the life cycle of the family. And I think that is one of the things that we try to do during our time there by developing different programs. They had a very strong, we had a very strong marriage preparation program. And then Terry and I would travel to parishes to give workshops on parenting, on couples communication. Both of us are certified with the couple communications program. And we were going around starting support group for divorced and separated persons. And so what we learned is that throughout the life cycle of the family, the parish needs to be there for them.
Yeah, you know, Terry, it sounds like you and John have been ahead of your time. If you think about, you know, you wanted to walk with couples as they go through their life, you know, life stages of marriage. It can't be just we marry them and we'll see them, you know, 50 years later at the golden wedding anniversary mass or something. Think about, you know, Pope Francis today talks about the ministry of accompaniment. We need to walk with our couples. We need to walk with our families and work with them, assist them, support them, grieve with them, celebrate with them as they go through all the different events and, you know, happenings that make up the many, many years of family life. So congratulations for being way ahead of yourselves back then, way ahead of many, many dioceses, actually. What do you see today, all these years later? So, you know, what about young couples? You've John's written some books. His first book was Happy Together, The Catholic Blueprint for a Loving Marriage, and he wrote a second book, Blessed is Marriage, A Guide to the Beatitudes for Catholic Couples. I know he's written for our monthly e-newsletter, and we're going to be using the one that you wrote for us, John, The Bride Without Shoes, in April. What do you see going on today for young couples or for engaged couples thinking about marriage, young couples, do we still need to walk with them, or do they pretty much have it in hand, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we have become aware of as we did some research recently is the importance of making sure that when couples get married in the church, we don't lose them. You know, many pastors say that we marry them and then they disappear. And so it's important that we do not lose contact with those couples. Marriage preparation should introduce them to the community and make them part of the community.
If they've not already been part of the community.
Right.
Sure, absolutely. That sounds like a great idea. And when we talk about losing our newly married couples, they just come to get married and then maybe we don't see them again until they're having a child baptized, if they bring the child for baptism. But with today's technology, it would seem to me that we should be able to stay in touch with couples more easily than ever before.
Absolutely. One of the reasons it's so important is I just found a study recently by Dr. Ted Houston that he studied couples in the first 13 years of marriage and found that the first 2 years are the most critical in a marriage. During those years, couples establish or develop habits, ways of behaving, that are going to determine whether they are going to, in the future years, be successful in their relationship or not. And so, you know, for us as a church, being in contact with them and helping them, inviting them to be part of the community and to act, to be active in the parish, and to take part in some of the programs that the parish offers is extremely important.
Absolutely. I think we know that from our own experience, and we've been trying to do that here in Chicago. We offer workshops for the newly married couples. There's five different workshops they can choose from. They receive that electronic newsletter every month. Just ways of staying in touch. And then we really strongly encourage all married couples, but especially our newly married couples, to get in touch with their parish. And if they are offering programs or have different events, my parish out in Tinley Park, St. Stephen's, has had Dr. Alan Hunt come out in the past, and I guess he's scheduled to come in later again in April to talk about marriage. And it'll be, a 3.5 or 4 hour evening. It sounds like a long time, but the time goes by, and it's good information. And, we got 70 or 80 married couples sitting in the church and, listening to Dr. Hunt and also praying together and spending some time with other couples who are concerned about their own marriages.
Right. And there's another piece of information that just came out in research that 75% of couples who attend church together, they go to Mass together regularly, are either very or extremely happy in their marriage. So if you think about that and the fact that, we have so many couples who are not attending church regularly and mm-hmm. they are not attending together, if we can do anything to bring couples to attend Mass regularly, that in itself is a great support to marriage.
It absolutely is, and I think it's by our modeling that. So when you and Terry go to Mass on the weekend and Marilyn and I go to Mass on the weekend, and we model that for our children and our children's friends who are young adults and young married couples, and we have conversations about why it's important to us, not to put it on heavy on them, that you have to, you're a sinner if you don't go, which, is true. On the other hand, that's not going to encourage them to come. I don't think they are overly concerned about that at that stage, unfortunately. But to help them understand, why is it that we go to church? What do we get from going to church every week? I think is good modeling for couples to see and for them then to start choosing that for themselves instead of being forced into it.
Right. And the researchers, actual social scientists, are saying that the fact of going to church together and praying together changes people's behaviors, which is really what Pope Francis says. I have a quote here I'd like to read.
Sure.
He said, "Each time we take part in the Mass, the presence of Jesus and the Holy Spirit acts in us, shapes our heart, gives us the interior attitudes that shape our behaviors according to the gospel." So there it is. That's marriage enrichment. You go to Mass.
Absolutely. And if those words from Pope Francis are so appropriate, we need to get those words into the minds and hearts of all couples who are thinking about marriage and who are married. So, listen, guys, we're going to have to take another break now. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes on the Marriage and Family Matters here on 950 Relevant Radio in Chicago. We'll be right back.
Have you checked out the Catholic New World lately? Either in print or online, the Catholic New World has informative and stimulating content from the Archdiocese of Chicago and beyond. From beautiful photographs that take you to the event, to a thoughtful column by our publisher, Archbishop Blaise Supich. Check out our latest edition. Here's editor Joyce DeRiga.
The state owes Catholic Charities $25 million. We take a look at the impact on the poor. The Archdiocese announces the consolidation of parishes in Pilsen. We provide details. And the Office of Catholic Schools is developing a new strategic plan designed to strengthen our schools and increase enrollment.
Subscribe now. Go to CatholicNewWorld.com or call 312-534-7777. That's CatholicNewWorld.com or call 312-534-7777. The Catholic New World, your guide on our journey of faith.
Lent is a time to reflect on what it means to give up, take up, and lift up. By giving up those things that get in the way of our relationship with God and taking up almsgiving practices, we can lift up the dignity of others. Catholic Relief Services provides us with the resources to learn, pray, and act on behalf of our brothers and sisters overseas. By making small sacrifices this Lent, you can support leadership training in Colombia, literacy programs in Laos, nutrition initiatives in Rwanda, education in Honduras, and agricultural assistance in Madagascar. Additionally, 25% of all rice bowl donations stay here in Chicago to fund local parishes and organizations that are fighting hunger and poverty in our own backyard. Rice Bowl is more than just a collection. It is a holistic way to live and give life in a spirit of solidarity. Participate in CRS Rice Bowl this Lent and help lift up a vision for a more just and merciful world. Join us at chicagopeaceandjustice.org/ricebowl.
You're listening to Marriage and Family Matters on Relevant Radio, 950 AM in Chicago. I'm Frank Hannigan, and I'm talking with John and Terry Bozzio. And John and Terry, as we're going through this last segment, how about just going over briefly the three programs? You've put together the Happy Together booklet and then the Blessed is Marriage. Can you talk a little bit about both of those before we talk about your exciting new program?
Sure. We have... After John wrote a book, Happy Together, The Catholic Blueprint for a Loving Marriage, someone recommended that the way that he wrote it could easily be made a date night program.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and couples love to go on dates. And so we, at first, were reluctant because we didn't know what we were doing, but we did. We talked to some members of our parish, and they helped us design six dates based on the book, divided into six days, but they helped more with the technical aspect of video, making it a video program that basically as couples come to the parish, leave their children for child care, and watch a 10-minute video based on a particular topic that is, the book has been divided into six topics. And they go out on a date. And couples love going on dates. And so they were very receptive to that. And it worked so well, and parishes enjoyed it, that they asked what the follow-up program was.
Of course.
Now, they've done it. They've done this. So what is your follow-up program? And we thought we were finished. And so John said, well, I do have another idea. It's the Beatitudes, doing something on the Beatitudes. And so he took the Beatitudes and framed that with marriage. And parishes have used that as well. And so now we're using, he's working on a third one, the virtues, but this would be four dates because mm-hmm. it's the four cardinal virtues.
But maybe you should say something about what couples are saying that I participated.
I'd love to hear that, sure.
There was an overwhelming response, a positive response to this, and couples said things such as, we discussed topics that we didn't usually discuss, or we gained insights from the couples in the videos. They said we're reminded of the purpose of Christian marriage, and a lot of them said for the first time, we never realized or never thought about the fact that God was part of our marriage. They also just liked spending time alone with their spouse. They liked that the parish was providing child care. I think married couples do want to go on dates, but I think time gets in the way, and also financially, it was hard for us to go on dates. We had to really put aside money that we're going on a date, and that will include paying for a babysitter. And mm-hmm. so we took that out of the equation with this program.
Well, it sounds like it's the best of all those worlds. They get to come to the parish with other couples. They get to hear some good information about a topic that's, you know, impactful to their marriage. Then they go off together on a date, do what they want to do, go to their favorite restaurant or what have you, have an opportunity to talk about what was shared. And you're saying, you know, I think they really find like the sacred in the ordinary. They really begin to understand God's involvement in their relationship and how the Holy Spirit's been working through both of them to help strengthen their marriage. And so you've worked on those two. And in a final 3 or 4 minutes, let's talk a little bit about the Virtues, the newest program that the two of you are working on.
Right. The Virtues is the next phase of this this development. Basically, it has the same format. There are videos, but what we have done different is to make it more flexible. Have not used the book. We have created 5 flyers that parishes can use. Basically, the inspiration for this comes from 2 different sources. One is the U.S. bishops. In their pastoral letter, Love and Life in the Divine Plan, they wrote, "There is another way to look at growth in marriage, namely as growth in virtue. Mm-hmm. If a couple grows in virtue, they grow in holiness." So that is really the foundation for this, understanding that we have to grow in virtue to be healthy in a marriage as well as to grow, to be holy, as well as Pope Francis' invitation to reach out to as many people as possible.
So,
and
go ahead.
I'm realizing that the book is not reaching out to everybody. The idea of a flyer may reach out to more people.
Well, I know that the 2 books that you wrote, because I've read both of them, the first one, The Happy Together, The Blueprint for Loving Marriage, and then Blessed is Marriage, A Guide for the Beatitudes for Catholic Couples, are both outstanding books. You've done a great job, and now you're trying to tighten it up. I think in today's society, having flyers that, you know, I suppose parishes could put them in the bulletin and could help couples to get some of that good content and go out and take care of their marriages that way.
Yes, whether or not they attend the session or go on a date together formally with the parish, they've been exposed to it. It's in their bulletin, and if they read it, they might say, while there's material that's informational, there's also about the virtues and how it applies to marriage. There's also discussion questions for couples, so they can do that themselves informally.
Yeah, anytime they want to do that, they can work on it. Is the virtues out yet, John and Terry?
Not yet. It's right now being piloted in several parishes around the country, and we're waiting to see what kind of feedback we're receiving to fine-tune it, and then we expect to be able to make it available in the summer.
In the summer. Well, that's wonderful. I think it's something that we can all look forward to, and if it's anywhere nearly as good as the Beatitudes or the Happy Together, your first initial resource, parishes and couples will certainly benefit from all the work that you've done putting these together. Now, where would, if a parish wants to get this information, or a married couple is interested in this information, if they have a small prayer group or a family support group or marriage support group, where would they go? How do they contact you?
They can find us on our website, which is www.happy-together.net. So it's happy-together.net. Don't forget the dash.
Okay, yeah, so happy with that little dash mark in between,
happy-together.net. And John's email address is there. Our phone number is there. We love to talk to parishes. Because we've worked in parish ministry, that's what you do when you're in parish ministry. You talk to people.
Absolutely.
And you visit with them one at a time, and it's just wonderful. We enjoy it.
Well, you've done a great job over all these many years working with couples and parishes, but now doing things even on a broader level so that parishes throughout the United States can benefit from the good work that you've been doing. So we really appreciate all that you've done. I hope that parishes and couples will take advantage and go to your website where they can find out information. They can come to our marriage and family ministries .org website here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And Terry and John, thank you so much this morning for being with us on Relevant Radio AM 950. It's a pleasure. Have a happy Easter. We'll be talking with our listeners again after Easter, so all the best. Happy Easter, and we'll talk to you next month. Take care now.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you very much.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for the Catholic Community of Faith. You can stream our programs live or download past programs by going to our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV.